ready, Doug.
We are. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, sir, for the people listening who are sirs. And yes, ma'am, for the people listening who are not. Big news from the re-elect Obama campaign. George Clooney invited him to dinner this Thursday. And so far, looks like the take is $12 million for the Obama re-election campaign.
Wow.
There you go.
What are they serving? What do you get for that?
You know, I think do a little research. I think you ought to do a little research into what actually is being served for dinner. I'd be curious myself.
Because it better not be burgers and fries.
Look,
you know,
who's coming to dinner, and look what it costs for dinner, and look who's going to be there. I want to see if we can find a list of the people who are going to be in attendance and what they're having for din-din. I think that'd be very interesting stuff. 800-510-8255 connects you to Jennifer and me and the issues for this Monday morning. It's the 7th, isn't it, today? Yeah, 7th of May. We'll go through as many items of interest as we can find, the varying stories and how they impact you and what you can talk about today, all part of the fodder here in this hour. Things to know to make today worthwhile conversationally for you. And input at 800-510-8255 often adds to the discussion, one would hope anyway. And then there's facebook.com/goodday show and twitter.com/goodday. And Pinterest and all those other things. Here's an astounding statistic, Jennifer. You ready?
Ready.
Average hourly earnings of people. I just sort of stumbled onto this when I was looking at stories from the Department of Labor about where we have been in the past year or so. Because, you know, these guys, both Obama and Romney, are going to use labor stats as they will. They'll twist them and turn them, and they'll use them for their own advantage. But of all of the numbers, I figure the Bureau of Labor Statistics from the Department of Labor, part of the current administration, they're going to massage the numbers a little bit. And most people say they don't trust the numbers in terms of actual unemployed. How many people are not working right now? How many have given up? You know, how many are just not in the system? So I'm looking, though, at the dollar earnings, the average hourly earnings for American workers. I find this startling. $23.38 an hour is the average hourly earning, according to the Department of Labor, private.
That's a lot.
Non-farm payrolls. So the public workers, excuse me, are getting, and I guess I want to do a little bit of math. Because remember last year we talked about the numbers and the numbers haven't changed very much as far as difference between what you get paid if you work in a non-governmental job versus what you get paid if you're in a governmental job. The last time that I remember checking the numbers, it was 48.9, or pretty doggone close to that, the average yearly income for a non-farm, non-governmental worker. All right, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
About 48.9. The average for a government worker, taking into account state, county, local, and feds, was $64,100, or $150, as I recall. So there's a difference there of, what, $16,000 doing the same job for the government versus non-government. Now, what's the, if you take the average, let's say it's a 40-hour work week, and you multiply that times, well, it's supposed to be 52, but it's actually 50. You get a time off for good behavior or whatever it is. What does that come out to? It comes out to about, it comes out to 2,000, right? 2,000 hours of work. 2,000 into 48. Yeah, that's about $24 an hour.
But do you carry the one? This is making my brain hurt.
It is. It's like, for the average person, that's about $24 an hour. I don't know why I'm astonished. How many of you know how much you, how many do you, if you're working by the hour, you know what you're getting paid. But if you have a, let's say a salary, do you work it back? And do you know what you make an hour? And do you care? Are you interested? Figure it out and just I'd be curious to know.
If I told you what I made an hour, you would absolutely cry. People probably think it's so much more spectacular. But let's just say I'm not working for the government.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Me either, actually, under the circumstances. So
working for the government.
Yeah. All right. But you're better off, Jennifer. You're happy.
Exactly. I'm happier.
And you're going to take over that huge empire that your father has created.
That's right.
And then
I'm going to go, because that's what people with empires do.
Of course it is. Right. Yes, absolutely. If you find out who's going to Clooney's dinner
I was doing some research. There is not a word, but it is $40,000 a plate, and it's going to be his Studio City home, but I can't figure out the menu and who's going, but it's sold out.
I want to know where in Studio City he lives, because I'm trying to think.
I have had a Clooney sighting. He opened the door for me once. This was when he was on ER, and, you know, I had a crush on him on The Facts of Life, so I was already aware of his magnitude, but he opened the door for me at a place called Dupar's, a very famous old-school cafe kind of place.
Wow. They're in the Farmer's Market.
Oh, no, the one on Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, no, I know. There's another one over on Ventura. So you figure he's over there somewhere. He wouldn't be in the same house he was in when he was on that show, though, would you think?
I don't know. Probably not.
All right. Anyway, so we don't really know what's for dinner and who's on the list. But it'll become more.
I bet after it happens, we'll know. Because E is already reporting on it. So if E's reporting on it and we don't know the celebrities attending, we will soon enough.
If they're there, you'll be there.
Exactly.
800-510-8255. What do you care about? What's going on that you're interested in? The number one story, by the way, today.
Kings are going to the Stanley Cup? Oh, no, not the Stanley Cup. The next round of the hockey playoffs?
Huh?
No. You asked me what I cared about, my number one story today.
All right. Well, I was asking whether you knew what the number one story is. I did though, to my... to the point you were making, and not to my credit, I didn't say it was number one with you. I just said what was number one. Number one story today, every single website, you know how I am as we get ready to go on the air, spend an hour or so going through things as I'm doing other stuff on the air, and the number one story, every single website is carrying the story about Joe Biden being on Meet the Press yesterday, saying he's absolutely comfortable, excuse me, with same-sex marriage.
Huh.
That's on every single website I'm looking at this morning, and I wonder where it is in terms of like the Yahoo, the Twitter things. What do you when you find? I don't like to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the
you're
stuff
talking about trending stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do? I go to usually to Twitter. And to Yahoo, and they're usually one and the same, Twitter activity on Yahoo, and many of them now are not in English. For example, the story of Sarkozy losing in the French election to François Hollande.
Yeah, that was a big upset.
Right, he's a socialist.
You know what's trending on Yahoo right now is Martha Stewart, because she's lost so much money, I guess, over the last quarter.
Oh, so I'm looking at the international... Are you looking at Yahoo and Twitter together, or are you just looking at Yahoo?
I just look at Yahoo right now.
Yeah.
And Michael Phelps said that he's retiring. That's number one, and number two is Martha Stewart right now on Yahoo.
Really? Phelps not going to swim anymore?
That's what he says.
Really? He's going to grow marijuana in his backyard?
That's right. There's more
Maybe
money in
his
that.
House. Yeah, that'd be. 800-510-8255. All right, so Biden's comfortable with gay marriage. Is that something that impacts you? Are you thrilled to hear that? More conversation about what's going on in the world today. It's a good day at 16 past the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
800-510-8255, the essence of what's going on today, what's in your life. I'm just kind of looking around here, Jennifer, at some of the things that you like to talk about, and I see the dictator showed up on Saturday Night Live.
Did he? With Eli Manning?
No, he was there with, he did a part in Seth Meyers' usual weekend update. He just General Aladdin showed up.
And what a score for them to get such a big political figure on SNL. Who knew?
He pulled out a review from the New York Times. A critic, A.O. Scott, said, quote, "The Dictator is the best film I've seen in the last 10 years."
So that guy, he commits, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen commits to his characters, that's for sure.
The number one movie over the weekend, I guess there's any surprise.
Oh my
gosh,
The Avengers killed it. No, but I really want to now. Yeah. I heard the effects that they use for the Hulk are just amazing.
So I guess I kind of was asleep on this. There have been a lot of people talking about it, and Samuel L. Jackson must be one of the characters because he has been on Twitter over the weekend. He got a bit of a Twitter into a war with one of the movie critics from the New York Times. You see that? The New York Times said The Avengers is a horrible movie. Mm-hmm. And so Samuel L. Jackson takes a shot back again. Maybe we ought to put that up on our Twitter account. It just went back and forth. I think sometimes this stuff takes on a life of its own, where people will say something. You wonder if this isn't choreographed behind the scenes. You know, okay.
Just to get some more attention.
Of course. Yeah, right. This is the weekend of the Kentucky Derby. The body of a man. Who knows who won the Kentucky Derby? I don't think.
No idea, but I do know what hats people wore.
Yeah. And then there's this guy who got apparently killed.
Yeah.
48-year-old from Guatemala, worked as a groomer for one of the horse trainers. Body was discovered in 4 barns away from the Derby-winning horse. I'll Have Another was kept. Police say it was some kind of altercation. Foul play was suspected. Doesn't that come across as some kind of a movie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Doesn't that sound like some kind of a movie script?
Yeah.
And a Lifetime movie at that.
A Lifetime movie. So you're saying it's not a very good movie.
Why do we disrespect Lifetime movies?
I don't know. Lifetime and Hallmark movies always get the shaft from people. Yeah, but they're kind of good. I mean, they're just cheesy.
Well, Jennifer Love Hewitt's a program. Isn't her new show on Lifetime?
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Client List.
Yeah. How is it doing, all right?
Yeah, I think so.
21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and shipped for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here's an email. I got to wondering if maybe you aren't suffering from a serious case of breast envy. Do you suppose there is some correlation between this breast envy and why you love cows so much?
That's utterly ridiculous.
Oh, good, Richie. Very good.
You know what happened if men had breasts?
We wouldn't need women anymore.
Crazy story. The mother from Nutley, New Jersey. You see that woman with the tan who took her kid into the tanning booth with her? Well, on Wednesday, she pled not guilty to child endangerment charges, according to her lawyer, Mike the Litigation. That's her lawyer, Mike. No, he says she suffers from a condition called tanorexia. Oh, shut up. Okay, no. Now, that's called moronorexia, okay? Moronorexia.
Hey, guys, check this out. A woman from Canada broke a world record by riding a motorized toilet at 46 miles per hour. Witnesses were pretty surprised, but not as surprised as the woman who thought she was sitting on a regular toilet. She was like, what is going on? All I ordered was the numero dos.
Numero dos.
I knew it would happen. You'd laugh at Jimmy Fallon one of these days.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, providing us with a little smile. 25 after, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday, the 7th of May. The story of... This is the kind of stuff that sends people into the ozone because it is so predictable. And I'm not sure that it's right, but it's the Associated Press story, Jennifer, about Republicans and them trying to cut food aid and health care and social services to protect the Pentagon. Both of them need to be cut, in my estimation. We're spending 30% more on average than we take in, and another 30% pays for the interest. So how do you sustain that and keep all of these programs going? Yeah, this is going to be the news media and some critics on both sides are taking these so predictable approaches with the cuts in the budget and that sort of thing. Wouldn't you think somebody would be clever enough to come up with something new? Sort of a new angle? I don't know.
But it's just the same old stuff.
It is. So that's why people are not engaged at this point. They really aren't. A lot of the hardcore talk radio folks who are political one way or another are engaged in it to a certain extent. But other than that, everybody else, especially at this point, we're only in May.
Yeah.
Who's going to zone
it
out?
So early, you checked
right.
out early.
Well, I mean there are already people talking about who's going to run in 2016.
I know.
Yeah.
The headline today is Obama-Romney, same candidate? ? So you have that angle also. That's your creative angle, I guess, on all of this.
How about we have... Who's going to be the... Never mind. Let's cancel the election and have them both be presidents. Let's just have both
a co-presidency.
That's another thing that's so silly. We don't have neither of these people is qualified to run this country. Neither of them. And there hasn't been anybody qualified to run this country as an individual for a long, 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 long time. There ought to be one president. I mean, you can break it up any number of ways. I said when George Bush the father was in, he's a great diplomat. He'd be a good foreign president. He becomes the face of America. And then you have an administrator, somebody who knows how to run a business. And when you get down to it, Romney is a good administrator, runs successful businesses, knows how to make money.
Yeah, both are just weak on foreign affairs, both President Obama and Romney.
But Obama is a good man.
Right.
Even though people don't like it that he's apologized. We're sorry.
Oh, no, he's an excellent speaker, though.
Yeah, but he is affable. So why not have both of these guys be president? Why isn't that in the best interest of America to have the best people running it? If you think these guys are the best, I don't think either one of them is the best. But the best won't run. So how about we make both of them? How about that for a change that you can believe in? Remember, change you can believe in? Change you can believe in. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing I love, it's buildings that have a lot of history, especially when they pay homage to the great stories behind them. For example, in Amsterdam, there's a cool local restaurant called De Kaas, which is located in a former greenhouse and nursery. Today, they still maintain a small section of the greenhouse to grow the produce that they actually serve on their menu. Of course, no one beats Berlin when it comes to repurposing industrial buildings. There's a hotel there called the Cerati Hafe. You know what that is? It's an old German chocolate factory. And a little closer to home, there's the Quaker Square Inn in Akron, Ohio. Does it sound familiar? Because that's because it's located inside an old grain silo that was part of the Quaker Oats milling facility. You've heard of the Liberty Hotel in Boston. Well, that used to be a prison. Well, how about a prison-turned B&B? Try the old jail bed and breakfast in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, which used to be the old lockup next to the town saloon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Company.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
After the hour on the Monday Doug Stephan Good Day program, as Jennifer Horn and I associate together, we put our brains together. The best of the best are here.
There's steam coming out.
Yes,
it's so good.
There is. Okay, so what do we know about Cheng Guacheng these days? Is he still in Beijing, or is he in the American embassy someplace? Has he been moved to America? What's the deal? Anybody know? Anybody being Jennifer?
I know. How do you spell his name again?
Cheng Guacheng. Well, his first name is Chen, actually. Guacheng.
Right, okay.
It's Cheng Cheng. Guacheng. We have sound effects that sound somewhat like that. Guang Kong. All right, so it becomes silly. And
I know. No, he's, let's see, when you spell it right, Google actually tells you what he's doing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Why do you have to depend on Google? Why can't you come up with something on your own?
Like, because if you want me to tell you where he is.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yes, and where is he?
Oh, gosh. He's got a picture here. I don't know where he is. No one knows where he is.
I think he's been, they're hiding him away someplace.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, more importantly, why is this so important to everybody? What is there about this? Is there drama? Is this a great story because there's drama, because there is tension between the Americans and the Chinese?
That's what it is. And to answer your question, he is still, no one knows where he's in, the waiting game just goes on. That's what all the articles are talking about. No one knows if he'll be allowed
to
leave or not.
Why do you care? Honest and true. I don't care.
You know, it's a different... No, I don't. But it's a different way of life. And so I think that's why people are so focused on it, what it's like there, I think.
I don't get why people think this is a bit... I mean, maybe you look around. Everybody's idea of what's important is different. The thing is that we all get played by the news media because it isn't what you decide. You can look... It's like what's trending. Or the things that come up there. Because that's what's trending... We are expected to talk about it a little bit because it's what's on a lot of people's minds. But then you bore, you take that drill and you just into why it is that people are interested. And 9 times out of 10, are you interested in that story? Well, yeah, a lot of people are talking about it. Why are you interested? Well, because a lot of people are talking about it. But why do you think a lot of people
are talking about it? Well, you don't want to seem like the dumb guy, you know, when everybody's talking about something.
But why is everybody talking about it? Who cares?
It's the media game, Dougie.
It's like Khalil Sheikh Mohammed and his co-defendants, you know, the self-proclaimed September 11th mastermind, Khalil Sheikh Mohammed, and his co-defendants disrupted the first day of their trial over the weekend. They refused to answer any questions when they were on the stand. They refused to enter pleas either. Judge says, guilty or not guilty.
I thought they'd be so cooperative. They masterminded 9/11. What do you expect?
Right.
Ay.
So they prayed. They went into the courtroom and they kneeled on the floor and they prayed. And then there were a couple of guys who were jumping around.
I know this is terrible, but that freaks me out. I'm just going to put that out there. The whole jumping on the floor thing, it just did. I know that sounds stupid and ignorant, but
well,
it
just
freaks me out.
Yeah. Goober's dead.
That was a nice transition.
Yeah. I'm done with the other
I was going to go in and tell you, hey, did you hear about the airstrike that killed the senior Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen over the weekend? Okay, that happened. But yeah, I'd rather talk about Goober, actually.
Yeah, too bad.
Goober Pyle.
He was not, how was he related to Gomer Pyle?
Weren't they cousins?
Were they?
I thought so.
Mabry, RFD, he was in Hee Haw. He's only 83.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
What happened? He's dead, I know that. But
he's dead.
Yeah.
I don't get you every time.
Yeah. He's one of those people, if you're your age, I'm surprised you even know who he is.
Really? But you have to understand something about me. You're right. Most of the people in my peer group would not know who Goober Pyle is, but I'm an old TV junkie.
Yeah.
So, now, if you told me George Lindsay died, I probably would say...
Who?
Yeah, but if you say Goober Pyle, I mean, I love all those old TV shows, so...
Right.
It's just my thing.
Here's, we will go back. I was going to actually tie this together with the story from the trial. A top member of Al-Qaeda who was involved in the Cole bombing. Remember the USS Cole that was bombed in 2000?
Yeah.
Right. Apparently, we had one of our drones in the area looking for something to do over the weekend.
Some people go to bars. Our drones cruise for people.
For people. And they found, shockingly, Faid Al-Kuso, who was killed in a car that was being driven by Fahid Salim al-Aqdam. They were both on the... it really is ignorant that we laugh at these names, but they are...
I know, I feel
us.
Terrible.
And I would imagine they laugh at our names. They hear Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn. I laugh at my own name, so it's really, I'm equal opportunity.
All right, so this guy was on the... Both of them, actually... On the FBI's most wanted list, $5 million reward for information leading to the arrest of this guy. So does that mean the drone gets $5 million? What do we do?
That's a good idea.
Where do the drones...
Or I'll take it if they're not using it.
Well, they do. Should that... That's. I'm kind of serious about this. Not real serious, but...
Well, because there are people operating the drones from, like, wherever they are in, Nebraska.
In Tampa. Well, there was someplace, Tampa, Nebraska, somewhere, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So... Is this something, these guys took out these two Al-Qaeda guys, and there was a $5 million bounty on them. Should the men and women who are running these drones get the $5 million bucks?
Or is
it just
fair.
It's part of their job? They probably didn't find, in fairness, they probably didn't find, they were told, follow that car and blow it up. That's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 800-510-8255. Listen, one more kill terrorist is... Does that sound horrible for somebody like me who's moderately sensitive? I don't like killing anybody, but there's something about those guys...
Look, I don't like killing anybody unless they want to kill me, and those people want to kill me, so
okay. So we shouldn't feel badly about it. A federal... Here's another one. You want to throw a little gasoline onto this fire? Ready?
Let's do it, yep.
Federal appeals court in Texas... says the state cannot enforce a rule that prevents taxpayer funds from going to groups connected to abortion services. The Texas rule intended to block Planned Parenthood and other organizations like them from involvement in a women's health program funded by the state of Texas, but Planned Parenthood sued. A federal judge ruled to block the regulation over the weekend, citing the potential for immediate loss of access to necessary medical services by thousands of women in Texas. The governor stands by the rule blocking money to Planned Parenthood. If a woman, you think women governor, what is Jan Brewer, who's a woman governor in Arizona? How many other women? We must have, a dozen women governors around the country? Do you think they all agree that Planned Parenthood ought to be left alone? Or do you think because of political reasons?
I don't think they all agree.
You don't think they all agree?
No.
Should
Planned
I would be
surprised if Jan Brewer wouldn't be right on the same side with Mr. Perry.
Yeah, you
Governor
think so?
Perry hanging out. Yeah,
I think
don't know.
That might be the way it comes down.
Hey, why'd you go Wolfman like? Jack on me?
Because that's what Jan Brewer sounds like. She's already been smoking for a long time. That's how she sounds. The Senate.
A little scotch on the rocks.
A little of that, yeah. Senate in Washington, newest arena in the face-off over student loans. Anybody understand what this is all about, or is this another made-up controversy?
Mm-mm.
You understand?
No, tell me.
Congress returns. They had a, you know, like the kids have to have a week off from school.
Yeah, they have spring break.
Yeah, Congress working.
Gotta go hang out in Mexico or wherever they go.
They go back to their districts to hold much-needed meetings with their constituents. Okay, so anyway. The interest rate for millions and millions of students is supposed to double in July. There's $6 billion out on loan to people who have been to college, borrowing money from various programs. So who's the genius that figured out in the first place that we ought to double the interest rate? It's now 3.4%. So these boobs passed a bill which would move it to 6.8%. Huh? What is that all about? Well, it's apparently tied somehow or other to the health care bill. So,
are you kidding? So they're doubling.
Uh-huh. That would pay for part of the health care bill. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
No. Somehow or other, it's tied to the health care bill. And because of that, Stafford loans. How many people have Stafford loans? Jennifer, you got one?
No way.
I have a couple for my kids.
Yeah, I didn't. I went to a cheap school, though. I went to a cheap school on purpose because of that.
Yep.
I could have gone to Penn State. I got in, but I didn't want the bills.
But I think this is something that has been very poorly covered. And those of you who are trying to figure out who to vote for, if you have student loans, know.
Yeah, double that, the interest.
Right. That the reason the interest rate was going to be doubled is to pay for, in part, the health care bill.
Is that square with you?
Is that okay?
I think the average person out there just thinks that we can, you know, print more money or something, that we can just get more cash.
I deserve it. I'm entitled to have it because I'm an American, huh?
I mean, all these plans, when you hear the media saying, oh, so-and-so wants to cut plans, I mean, the plans that we have to, quote-unquote, support this country are not doing us any favors at all. I mean, my gosh. I was talking to someone this weekend who is on unemployment because they can make more money doing that than they can getting a job.
Right.
It's
same
like,
old story.
How is that right? You're fully bodied and able to go out and get something.
Yeah.
But people are choosing not to.
Yeah, because we make it too easy for them.
This country is crazy. This is not what we were founded on. We were founded on hard work and creating something out of nothing. And
pretty discouraging when you get right down to it. All right, let's give you some good news about losing weight. Everybody ready to lose some weight?
Yes.
Would you like a secret?
Yes.
When it comes to weight loss secrets.
Can you whisper it?
I can.
Okay.
The average person who exercises an hour a day and uses TH-121 will take a pound a day off and keep it off. So what's your goal? People say, well, you can just exercise.
A pound a minute, please.
Yeah.
Can it do that?
You exercise, and it does. You got to keep exercising, but you also need to have the ingredients in TH-121 so that when you're sweating, all of the good stuff does. Let's say you eat a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, healthy dinner, but when you're exercising, you excrete a lot of the goodness of the food that you've eaten. And TH-121 is a supercharged antioxidant fat-fighting formula that is healthy. It helps you burn those calories, curbs your appetite, but it makes sure you hold in the good nutrients. You need to do that. You don't want to be eating fast food, for sure, and late-night desserts are kind of a no-no. You want the beach body, right? Beach body, baby. Time for the beach body. And the way you can do it is to get on to TH-121. Receive a free bottle with your order. When you call and order TH121 at the regular price, you get two bottles for the price of one. And that's not all. You'll also receive a fat blocker, a free fat blocker with your order. So call now, lose the weight, look wonderfully well when you start about a month from now, right? We're all pretty much, I think it depends on where you are. Some people in the Carolinas and South are already into the beach world, and it's cool. A lot of great beaches down there. So look your best no matter where you are. 800-525-2710. Looking great, seconds a day away. Call now and order TH121, 800-525-2710.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
I'll tell you one thing that people are going to be talking about, Jennifer, today, and that's the Avengers. They're talking about how it was number one, took in $200 million. And the previous high box office total went to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, brought in $169 million the first weekend. That's a pretty amazing number, though, $200 million. Wowie zowie.
I like it.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Wait a minute, I almost gave away some time, or I didn't take credit for the time we've served, and served well, Jennifer, I may add.
Thanks.
53 past the hour on Good Day. This is the time of the program we spend focusing on the technology that is so much a part of our lives. If you've had Verizon Fios service, you may want to listen in to this conversation. Shelley Palmer apparently just signed up for it and is sharing his experience in a blog series called Fios Chronicles, which you can find at ShelleyPalmer.com and which you can hear about right after these words here on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I've had Verizon Fios service for about a week now, and I immediately started sharing my experiences in a blog series called The Fios Chronicles, which you can find at ShelleyPalmer.com. I live in Midtown Manhattan, and I waited over 18 months for Fios to wire my apartment building. It was worth the wait. After a relatively painless 7-hour conversion process, I was able to say goodbye, Time Warner Cable. So long, old-fashioned Verizon landlines. Adios, cable modem. Hasta la vista, backup DSL modem. Hello. 150 megabits down by 62 megabits up. Awesome! The first thing I noticed was that nothing, and I do mean nothing, prepares you for browsing the web at 152 by 62. Verizon's published specification is 150 megabits down and 35 megabits up. You may wonder if you need that much speed. Time is money. You do. The next thing I noticed was how cool the Fios user interface is. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read the rest of my Fios Chronicles.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh,
Yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Mother's Day is here this coming weekend, along with the stress of finding a gift that really shows Mom how much you appreciate her. You want some ideas? Here's Brian Osich.
Finding the perfect Mother's Day gift isn't always easy. According to the Western Union Gifting Index, 45% of moms said they've received a gift they didn't want. That's why Western Union's J.P. Valdez says you need to think of all the reasons mom deserves nothing but the best.
Our survey shows that moms continue to play a very special role in our life. For example, 64% of people run to mom first when they have a problem, and 84% call her before anyone else with good news.
The survey also finds 63% of us thank mom for taking care of us while we were sick, and 52% get advice from her on their love life. Valdez says these and many other reasons are why she deserves a gift that never goes out of style.
To express our gratitude to mom, we can give her the gift of cash so she can buy what really makes her happy. With Western Union, you can send up to $50 to mom in the U.S. for only $5.
For more information, log on to WesternUnion.com. That's Newsbreak from Western Union.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Jennifer, I was looking at Twitter, and I saw something that sort of intrigued me. This person
Which
wrote,
was?
Thanks to Google, I'm beginning to realize that limiting characters was the smartest thing Twitter ever did. Maybe there is something to that, right? It's 59.